Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC. This is Tom Rowe in Accra with the WGXC Renewable Weather Report. And Sunday, there is a 20% chance of showers afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny, so those solar panels will get some energy. With a high of just 42, though, and a northwest wind from 10 to 14 miles per hour to spin the windmills. Sunday night, mostly clear is the forecast, with a low around 30 and a northwest wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. Then on Monday, there's a 30% chance of rain after 5 p.m. Sunny skies at the beginning of the day, but increasing clouds with a high of 52 and a wind from the southeast 5 to 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Monday night, rain before midnight, then rain and snow is possible with a low around 35 and a southeast wind from 7 to 11 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain and snow again is the forecast, becoming all rain after 10 a.m. with a high of just 44, and Tuesday night a low around 35. You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears, renewable solar-powered radio.
Nobody but me, girl. Say the word, but you mean it that Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Cascade Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Cascade, and Hudson. That song was Another Love Song by Neo. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education, April 12th, adopted its proposed $46.7 million 2022-23 school budget. District voters will have their say on the spending plan May 17th. The proposal, as presented by District Business Manager Michael Brennan prior to the vote, includes an increase in appropriations of $2.8 million, or 6.4%, over the current budget. Brennan said the largest increase is in the debt service category, which grew by $1.4 million, but that will be offset by state aid. Brennan said the proposal calls for a 2.3% tax levy increase, well below the state-mandated cap of 3.54%. He said, and I quote, "What we're proposing to balance this budget this year is a 2.3% increase in the levy, which would provide just under $26 million in revenue," end quote. Brennan was careful to point out that a tax levy increase does not necessarily translate into a higher property tax bill for residents. He said, and I quote, "The tax levy is just one of three factors that determines a final tax rate that is set in August. That includes the levy which we are setting, town property assessments, and the state's equalization rates," end quote. During the 2022-23 school year, the district will receive $18.7 million in state aid, an increase of $2.5 million over the previous year. In addition to voting on the budget, district residents will decide two propositions: a request for authorization to purchase four school buses for just under $444,000, and a second asking if the district should continue to have a non-voting student member on the Board of Education. The annual school board election and budget vote will be held 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on May 17th in the high school gym. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Novo Foundation has finalized a purchase agreement for the Metro building on Greenville Avenue in Kingston from the affordable housing agency RUPCO. Martin Kirk, Novo's senior projects coordinator, said the agreement, and I quote, "will result in Novo assuming full ownership of the Metro in spring 2022, end quote. The purchase price for the 70,000-square-foot facility is $2 million. The foundation intends to turn the building into a youth facility that includes a so-called 15,000-square-foot fabrication center where things can be made. Novo is partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of Kingston, located across the street from the Metro, to launch a youth-led design process this summer." Megan Weiss-Rowe, Novo's project coordinator, said, and I quote, "The Fab Lab model, from which we draw inspiration, was pioneered by the Fab Foundation, an initiative out of MIT, whose mission in part is to," and I quote, "to provide access to tools, the knowledge and financial means to educate, innovate, and invent using technology and digital fabrication to allow anyone to make almost anything, and thereby creating opportunities to improve lives and livelihoods around the world," end quote. Novo's 2020 tax form shows that $500,000 was given to the Fab Foundation for a Fab City Kingston project. Jennifer and Peter Buffett are the co-presidents of the Novo Foundation. They also co-chair its board of directors. Peter Buffett is the youngest son of investor Warren Buffett. The foundation has distributed tens of millions of dollars to various organizations, governments, colleges, and not-for-profit agencies, among others, throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley region. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Chloe Callahan is reporting for the Times Union. Environmentalists are warning about the invasive round goby fish seen as far south as Poughkeepsie and in the Erie Canal to the north, and the impact it could have on the Hudson River. They say it is a species that could do ecological and economic harm to the Hudson River. They are voracious feeders and outcompete native species for food and spawning habitat. They also eat the eggs of native species and popular sport fish such as smallmouth bass and walleye, as well as the eggs of forage fish such as river herring. In addition, round goby carry and spread viral hemorrhagic septicemia, which can lead to large fish kills statewide. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is working on a plan by May to block the invasive species from spreading in the Hudson River. Efforts are currently underway to keep the round goby from entering Lake Champlain through the New York Canal system. A non-indigenous aquatic species tracker created by the U.S. Geological Survey had 6 sightings of the round goby in the Hudson River along Columbia County, and at least 7 sightings along Dutchess County and more. The bottom-dwelling fish is a native to the Black and Caspian Sea regions in between southeastern Europe and western Asia. It was inadvertently introduced to the Great Lakes in 1990 and colonized all of the Great Lakes within 5 years. The fish then entered the Erie Canal in 2014. The invader was monitored by scientists but never stopped by government intervention. If the round goby takes over, it could lead to a decline in striped bass because the species would consume the eggs of what striped bass usually eat, which in turn leads to a compromised ecosystem and less recreational fishing. Read more in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, April 15th. Early this morning, we see 38 in Halcottsville and 44 in Hammertown. Soil temperature is 48 degrees, 2 inches down. Today is still looking like good kite flying weather. Winds will be breezy in the teens and gusts will reach 30 miles per hour. A high temperature of 66 happens at 4 p.m. After dark, things calm down and temperatures fall to 52 degrees. Tomorrow, looking wet, particularly in the afternoon. Less than a half inch of rain is expected all day long, and a high of 58 happens at 1 p.m. Rain will end by midnight, and temperatures will drop to 37 degrees. Sunday looks dry with a high of 48 and a windy afternoon. Be cautious, as overnight it looks like we're going to reach 34 degrees. And then we have a mostly dry Monday with a high of 54. Pollen levels for today will be high, maple, juniper, and ash being the major players. Expect medium levels on Saturday, and that's mainly because the pollen will be getting released, but the rain and humidity will be causing it to die down a bit. Sunday, the levels will spike back up again. Good time to check and replace air filters, and that counts for everything. Car cabin filters, house furnace filters, air conditioners, and standalone air cleaners. Especially if you're an allergy sufferer, but everyone can benefit from some regular maintenance. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:39 a.m., then low tide at 9:12 a.m. High tide again at 2:50 p.m., then low tide once again at 9:32 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 50 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:21 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see a geomagnetic storm did occur yesterday after the CME impact, and it is still causing interference as it takes its time subsiding. Solar wind speed is currently 488 kilometers per second at 7.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. Thanks for asking. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 6, storm level. The current sunspot number is 37. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I am your host, DJ Ricky, and I am here with
DJ Joe Money.
You know that. And today's show is going to be kind of like a little chilled, laid back kind of show. We just going to vibe, have decent conversation, and just chill out. So, how your day today, my boy?
All right, so my day pretty chill. It's a vibe. Spring break.
First day of spring break.
You feel me? Like, I'm hyped. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, though. Like, probably just work, truthfully, work.
I'm trying to get my hours. Because literally, since we're on spring break, there's not a limit to how many hours we can work in a day.
For real.
So,
probably what I'm going to do is, like, just work on some music, and just vibe.
Facts for me. Because look, our next payday is 2 days after my birthday. So, look, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to save the B-day money, then get the paycheck, stack that up, give me some Balenci's.
Balenci's?
I'm not spending that much bread on those shoes, but I was just joking. Might get some reps. Now let me stop.
Nah, that's crazy.
But, my day been pretty chill. I had to help my aunt disassemble her bed and then carry all the parts to the bed outside. And then bring in new parts for her bed and put them on the bed.
That's on the McAfee's, I'm not gonna lie.
I
would've been tight.
It was.
I think I would've been tight.
But family, I was supposed to go to Philly with my cousin just so he could show me like what he
said. Philly?
Philadelphia.
I know what you meant, but I was like, I wasn't sure if I was bugging if he's actually said Philly or not.
No, I was supposed to go to Philly, chill with my cousin, but he ain't hit me. I know I'm about to scoop you or none of that, so we're going to see what happens. I mean, probably I got a couple things I got to do.
Yeah.
For me, throughout the little break, it's a couple things I want to do. Like, I think my son's supposed to have a pool party.
Really?
Next Friday. It's going to be valid.
Nah, what I want to do, I tell him when I go to the mall. I go with spring break, I tell him when I go to the mall. And I'm messing with his background music, I'm not gonna lie.
Boy, I was just bobbing to it.
Like, just bobbing to the music. They're trying to make you wanna rap. Low key. If you up for it, if you want, we could rap on a beat later. Like, during the show. Like, around like 6:30.
Okay, but look,
something.
Sean, look. The thing is, me and you both know that when we freestyle, it's many curse words. It's very expensive.
I can be censored, can you?
Actually,
if you don't think you can be censored, we don't got to do it.
You remember that beat that you was playing earlier?
Yeah.
When it was...
Yes, I still got it. That's why I got it.
That's the same one?
Yep.
All right, bet. So, bet. You know the part that DJ Popcorn was singing?
No.
You know it?
No.
Wait, play the beat real quick. I'm trying to see.
Start selling online.
Hold on, y'all. We might freestyle for the one time. Hold on.
No, I got it.
It was this one?
Yeah. Hello, Dexter.
No, that's not what I was talking about.
Are you talking about the other one? Other one?
I'm talking about the one. It was just me and DJ Hip Hop, remember?
Oh, I gotta go back for that one. I'll try to find it, though.
Find that later on. It's been, I don't know, me. I missed, bro, I'm not gonna lie. I had my whole class jealous because my school started this thing where if you had like a whole bunch of leads. Oh wait, it was, I think it was the Drake type beat. Like the fake. Oh, no, it was that.
Is this right?
Yeah, but we'll freestyle to that later. But my school has this new policy where if you come to school late like a whole bunch of times in first and second quarter, the third quarter, you get put on a team, and for every week that you come in on time, you get, like, a reward.
You get put on a team.
You get put, look, if you're late, like, mad times to school, you get, like, I was mad late. Like, it was weird. I was late to school by, like, 2 minutes every time I was late, literally by, like, a minute or two. But you get put on a team with, like, two other people, and there's team prizes and there's individual prizes. And I got put on the team, and I placed second on my team for, like, coming to school the most on time. So I got $20. Like, the lady just came into the gym one day, and she just hands me an envelope with a whole card in it, and it says Lincoln on the envelope, and I open it, it's $20 in there, and she's like, I'm so proud of you for coming to school on time, this and that.
I was my school, dude.
I was like, bro.
I like money.
But look, while the competition was going on, every Friday, if I didn't come late to school once that week, she would bring me cookies. Bro,
Wait.
That's
so,
my school mom.
So if you don't come to school, like, if you come to school on time, right, for a week, you get $20.
What'd you say?
If you come to school on time for a week, you get $20.
No, if I come to school on time every day of the week, I would get cookies.
Okay.
But at the end,
you get $20. Or you get money.
At the end, yeah, you get. Well, I think the.
It changes.
The people that were actually consistent with coming to school on time got money. The people that were put on the team and still didn't do anything and still came late, they just, like, got told, thanks for participating, I guess.
Yo, that would be crazy. No, but that sounds like a fun idea to valid, get people on time. I'm not gonna lie. Because I would do that. I would do that. I'm not gonna lie. What would you do that? What should we do?
I don't know. Rock, paper, scissors? Nah, let me stop.
Nah, we could do rock, paper, scissors.
That's not valid.
That's not valid.
It's not. If it was like, bro, I wish we could have like a thing where we could record and then post on YouTube or something.
Nah, that would be valid.
That would be.
Or go on like IG Live and like, yeah. But, we could rap. We could. Dexter, you gonna be like Dexter. Can't even see like he texted her. I can't even see cause I feel like I checked her. What is you talking about? Boy, gotta get up.
See, look at you. Can't even keep the conversation appropriate.
That was.
I was joking.
Was,
relax.
Damn.
Ease up a little bit, bro. Relax. Okay. You're not even rapping. You're just humming.
No. All right,
ready? Ready? Look, DJ Sean Money about to give you a little sample of. All right.
Give me a word.
Give you a word. Free.
Free?
Free.
I got you. I need one more.
Free and slump.
Slump. All right. I ain't do this in a minute.
Sure. Woo.
All right.
Okay.
Young Dexter and he slump. Can't even get up because I felt like a bunt. What you talking about? What you talking about? Boy, I gotta be free. Can you see me? People calling my phone like 1-1-2-3. Could you help me? Could you help me? I've been on my mind and I've been on my grind. People been calling my phone like online. I can't even think, like I can't even blink. Can't even blink and I can't even think. People been knocking on all of my door. People saying I'm about to start wars. I can't even help. Could you help me? 1, 2, 3, could you help me? Could you even see me? Could you even feel me? Could you even see me? My vibe. Could I just thrive? Could you just help me get up in my vibe? Could you just see me? Cause I thought I'm acting like TV. And these people thought I am just crazy. People thought I was on TV. People thought acting like people be lazy. People be calling me Belize. I am too funny, but I am not sleazy. People get knocked out. Get up, little boy, you got knocked out. I can't even be straight, cause that boy up now. Right. Hit him with a 1-2. Now he slump. Boy calling, acting like who is just you, like you what? I can't even think. Can you even just talk to me like thought you were just like green, like you up to me?
What up?
boy, can I get up? He stepped to me.
What
you cannot see me, like, boy, can you not me? Thought I was SpongeBob like Chuck E. Cheese. I can't even get up, but boy, I'm just counting cheese.
What up?
But my favorite color green. Some bump of you. Hold on, my fault. But my favorite color green, but some people think it's blue. Why is that? Acting like a boy Scooby-Doo. Like I'm counting clues, like Blue's Clues. People thought I'm man in the green, like ooh, you. Counting money, like I'm ooh, ooh. Counting money, like I'm who? People thought I'm Voldemort, like a Scooby-Doo, Dexter.
Okay.
Dexter had a texter, Dexter had a texter.
Alright, for me, that song was called Cartoon.
Cartoon.
By Sean Money.
By Sean Money, for me. I'm not gonna lie. I really don't got no, like, ideas for our show. We could play a game. Like,
hey, like, I'm a freestyle towards the end of the
freestyle towards the end?
Like, towards the end of the actual
show. Alright, that's a vibe.
I got, a few questions, because really.
Okay, a few questions.
I'll be coming up with random questions, right? Alright, so let's say you want a scenario.
Alright.
Your wife.
Alright.
She was outside throwing out the garbage, and she got attacked by a Tasmanian devil.
A Tasmanian devil? That's
look,
crazy.
Look, but before you start thinking Looney Tunes and all that stuff, just hear me out. She gets attacked by Tasmanian devil. The Tasmanian devil takes off both of her shoulders. She can never shoulder shrug again. She can never shrug her shoulders again. Yes, I'm stealing this exact thing from Kevin Hart. Yes, I am. Just for y'all that know that. So, is you still going to be able to date that girl if she can't shoulder shrug and she lose both her shoulders?
Doesn't that mean she won't have her arms? Because she doesn't have shoulders and you need your shoulders for your arms?
What'd you say?
Won't that mean that she won't have her arms?
No, like... All right, so look, she didn't lose her shoulders, but she no longer has movement in her shoulders.
Oh, so her arms are just like...
Yes.
Ooh,
can't get no hugs.
Oh, I like hugs. Dang, that kind of... Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'll stay with her. I'll be with her. I'll still be with her. Feel me?
For real?
Yeah. I'll help her out.
For real?
Yeah, that's still day one.
W. Shahi.
What about you?
Keep
it a buck. Like, keep it off stack. Keep it 100. She lost both movements in both her arms.
If she lost... Okay, so she... Okay. It depends. Like... If I'm with her because of her personality, then, like, obviously it won't really matter.
Yeah.
She can't do certain things.
Yeah, it's not going to
But if I'm with her because she a supermodel, make $500,000 a year, she a bodybuilder, she could, all that, female bodybuilder, she fit in the gym, all that. I'm not going to lie. I'm throwing her back outside with the Tasmanian devil. She's going to finish that. Because what am I going to do with that? What am I going to do with that, bro? She can never shoulder shrug again. We can never go bowling again. Like, what? Like, how is she going to bowl,
she can't even
bro?
Give me hugs.
I can never get a hug again.
Man said, we can never cuddle again.
Like, what could we, like, is this no?
Man said, I got to feed her popcorn when we watching movies. Like,
I don't, I'm trying to think. If you lose movement, all right, let's say, I'm trying to move that movie or something. It's just like, nah, I don't even like thinking about that. Nah, I'm good.
Nah, because then, can you? Wait, no, because you have to move your, yeah. If you, just to put your arm on the table, you have to, like, move your shoulder. Like, if your arm's down here, mm-hmm. just to, like.
Or you could, you know, stand up. Yeah, just stand up. And hey,
I'm going to still have to
I think you still have to move your.
I'm going to still have to move my shoulder.
Yeah. I don't think that's just, anyways. Next question.
Okay. I got one.
All right.
So, this is a would you rather. Would you rather add 3 hours to each day? So, instead of, like, 24 hours in a day, there's, like...
27?
Yeah. So, or would you rather add one extra day to the week? And what would that day be called? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday.
Fun day?
A tomb day. A tomb day.
A tomb day? Why would you call it that?
I don't know. Sounds. Oh, wait, no.
You have one extra week. What would you name that week? Or one extra day in the week?
Oh, wait. Hold on. So 7, 8. No, because there's going to be 8 days in the week, right? Instead of 7, right? It'll be 8. Ocho day. Yeah, because ocho is 8 in Spanish. And then day, the day, famous ocho day.
Ocho day?
Ocho day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, ocho day. Oh, I'm dumb. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, ocho day. Because hope you know, Sunday is the beginning of the week, not Monday. Hope you know that. Hope you know that.
I didn't.
Well, I think
this is really like a radio show where I'm just like, bro, what are we doing? Or is this just me?
Huh?
Like, is it just me or Jeff had like blank today? Like mine is too, I'm not gonna lie. Like I don't got none idea.
That's cause you're not a creative thinker like Young Sosa.
No. Actually, DJ Somebody is a great on the fly thinker. I just haven't heard any music like that right now. So you feel me? Maybe after this song, you feel me? After this song, aka Fake Love by Drake.
That's my boy.
I may, you feel me, be up beat and have more ideas. So we're gonna get into that song. We're gonna be back after that. We're gonna come back. And then the 6:30 news gonna go and we're gonna be back. You feel me? Type.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really you never was solid. No you can't sign me. You won't ever get to run me. Just look, gotta reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. Vibe switch like night and day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same. That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Poughkeepsie Journal reports that New York announced 52 approved cannabis growing licenses April 14th, with several local farmers included. There was one licensee in Albany County, 3 in Columbia County, 6 in Dutchess County, 4 in Schoharie County, 1 in Delaware County, and 2 in Ulster County. Eterna Cannabis, LLC, Claverick Farms, LLC, and Fatnell, LLC, were the three growers authorized in Columbia County by the State Cannabis Control Board. Alan Gandelman, a Cortland-based hemp grower and president of the New York Cannabis Growers and Processors Association, said announcing the first cannabis growers now will allow spring planting and an October harvest. Gandelman said, and I quote, "We have a narrow window here. Most people are planting cannabis in our area around May and June, so we're pretty much there," end quote. Farmers are limited to a combination of up to 1 acre of flowering canopy outdoors or a little more than half that space in a greenhouse. Governor Kathy Hochul said in a press release, and I quote, "New York farms have been the backbone of our state's economy since before the American Revolution, and now New York's farms will be the center of the most equitable cannabis industry in the nation," end quote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that there will be yet another vote on whether the town of Cairo has a recycling center April 20th. The town's recycling center in the Angelo Cana Town Park was closed in October 2020 by the unanimous vote of the board. The board said at the time that, and I quote, "Greene County Solid Waste Department noted that the Cairo recycling dumpsters had to be dumped into the normal domestic garbage stream due to contamination by unrecyclable materials," end quote. So they stopped the recycling theater. The board also cited garbage strewn near the facility and staff harassment. At a meeting earlier this month, the board voted against reopening the recycling center. Board member Tim Powers questioned why Cairo should recycle. He said, and I quote, "My question is, why are we reopening it?" end quote. Board member Mary Jo Cords answered, and I quote, "We had a lot of people come to town board meetings and say that they wanted the recycling center open," end quote. Then Deputy Town Supervisor Cords and Councilperson Michael Flaherty voted in favor of reopening the facility, but Councilperson Tim Powers voted against, and 3 votes of the board's total of 5 members is needed to pass a motion in Cairo. Town Supervisor Jason Watts and Councilperson Deborah Bogans were absent. But that is not expected to be the case April 20th, when Watts seems to be the 3rd vote needed to open the facility. Watts said, and I quote, "I won't stop bringing it up. I want it back," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. New York State on April 14th extended its ban on all live fowl shows and exhibitions in the state to, and I quote, "all fowl auctions and other events for the purchase, sale, swap, or trade of fowl," end quote. Currently, 26 states are dealing with the highly pathogenic avian influenza. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Yo, yo, yo. Hi. Hello. I got energy.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, hi.
Why are you going to turn everything into a rap? See, this is why...
Oh, no, because people are Smurfs.
That was the most red... Okay, I don't know what's happening with DJ Shaw Money today, but clearly his headspace is in a different
zone
vicinity than what we are in right now. You trying to just bop to a song real quick? Just
bop to a song?
Or
sure.
Actually, let me see, because... Oh yeah, what's it called? On April Fool's Day, did you before you came to the clubhouse? You know, we pranked all your viewers.
Yes, most definitely. It was very fun. It was hilarious.
Before we did that, did you prank anybody in like school or at your house that day? At all? Because I know I got a few people.
I think so.
I'm not gonna lie. I should have fought that person for this. They should have fought me because it was, like, kind of, like, damn. But it's my man's, like, my son. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was I. But I took his phone first period. I didn't give it back to him until I saw him after school getting ready to get on the bus.
Nah, I made a girl think I threw away her hat, which was her stepdad's.
Oh, so she got scared. She was going to get, like, like, you know?
Yeah. Because like, she wore her, so she wore her hat. Mm-hmm. Well, no, this was like a day after April Fool's, but I still counted it. And then on top of that, the same day, I took a girl's phone. That's in my class. Because I was bored.
You took a girl.
Yeah, I took her phone.
If you like them, just say that.
That's the thing. I don't like her. She's my friend, kind of. It's like a love-hate relationship type thing. It's weird. So, a girl in my class, she loves talking junk. So what I did is I took her phone until, like, our lunch period, which is, like, 7. So I had her phone for, like, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
So, what?
So 7th is our lunch period. Then we had English together, and we have a study hall. I don't have a study hall with her. So I took her phone during English, like, at the end of English, mm-hmm. and I didn't give it back to her until, like, 8th period until I seen her again. So I took her phone for, like, 3 periods. And then I give it back to her.
Such a stud. Such a flirt. Oh, my God.
Bro.
I taught him so well.
Guys. All right, bro. Well, what we're going to do, what we're going to play, the song is Best I Ever Had by Drake. Here we go.
You know, a lot of girls be thinking my songs are about them, but this is not to get confused. This one's for you. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Another whole thing never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me pay for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the you the best. You the you the best. You the you the best. Know you got a roommate, call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there, shout it, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know is there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You can have my heart or we can share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one that never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other whole thing never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the best. You the 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 best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I say you the you. Sex, love, pain, baby, I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank this. When my album dropped, it's a buy for the picture. And it's a buy two and claim they got it for they sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initiate. She call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes, but I can make your whistle. Like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who told you to put them jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is the crack spot. Every single show she out there repping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your bra strap pop. All up in your slouch till the hit the jackpot. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other whole thing never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down. Every time I hit up, when I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up, and I say the same thing every single time. I say you the you the best, 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 you the best I ever had, 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 best I
best I ever had, best I ever had. I said you the best, you the best, you the best, you the best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I said you the.
Oh yeah. See, this is the type of joint you gotta dedicate to somebody. Let's make sure they that special somebody. Young Money.
Yo, yo, yo.
That song was The Best I Ever Had by Dre, man. Best I Ever Had.
Best I Ever Had.
But yeah, I mean, I was, I'm not gonna lie, I've seen mad videos from, like, remember Musical.ly?
Yeah.
That used to be the song that you would post your girlfriend to before.
Best I Ever Had. Really?
Or no, people would use, like, fun, no, not, I don't know. They would just use crazy, like, apps and then just.
Like, just crazy, like,
Like they would use editing apps to make like slideshows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah. Okay, okay. So you trying to go old school? You trying to go one more Drake?
Hold on. Let me see that Drake song real quick. I know. Let me see. I don't. Don't what? Say. It. I just want. Don't say. It. I just want to see.
More Drake. Or old school.
Old school. Go old school. All I'm gonna say is
two or three.
The one with N. The one with N and it starts with a D. Yeah. Ready? All I gotta say is, go ahead. That's not a mad sus. But anyways,
she just moved right up the block for me, and she got the hots for me, the finest thing my hood has seen. But oh no, no, she got a man and a son though. Oh, when that's okay, cause I wait for my cue and just listen, play my position like a show star. Pick up everything, mommy hitting, and in no time, I better make this with him mine. And that's for sure, cause I never been the type to break up a happy home. But it's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to
come
me.
On. Tripping out here about the girl. No way, hey. Now they gon' fight over no day. As you can see, but I like your steeze, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in his two seats. Now that's gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave him. But you and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that. And right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you mean.
Thank you.
not gonna lie. I know I've been off a little bit this show. Because I'm not gonna lie, I'm type tired. But, it's like 6:48.
You're trying to say you want me to freestyle. That's what you're trying to get at. Hold on, let me.
Okay, what I'm also gonna say is.
Play a song, like, play another song first.
Play another song first?
We can just conversate, because I gotta really, like.
We could go back and forth.
No, because you're gonna give me. No, because. Alright, guys, so look, whenever me and DJ Sean Money freestyle, he'll give me the craziest word.
That's not true. Like,
he'll give me the word elaborate or.
That's so not true.
Or scrotum.
That's so not true.
Saxophone. Something like that. I'm like, wow, what am I supposed to say?
And then he gives me the same word.
No, I don't. He's jacking that I'm doing something that I'm not.
Bro, if you can't rap, just say that. If you can't go back and forth with me, just say
I
that.
I am the little brother of Floso. Floso, the best rapper in Casket, the best rapper in the five right now, Floso. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, bro. I am the next generation of Floso.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. I'm just saying, bro. You can't go back and forth with me, bro. And rapping, bro, just say that. It's okay. It's okay. You want a hug? You want a hug?
Bro.
You want a hug?
Right. So, Rhymer, we're elaborate right now.
Elaborate.
You got 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
Elaborate. I am so fabulous. I can't even stand it.
Fabulous does not rhyme with elaborate. That is... No. All right, whatever. Do I really want to...
It's okay if you don't want to. It's okay. He's a little nervous, guys. But since he's so nervous, we're going to play a song. And it's by Drake, and it's called Wants and Needs.
Comments, leave me out of nonsense, speaking out of context, people need some content, trying to keep up, this not a contest, whipping bands concept, heaven sent, God sent, at least it's what my mom says, proof is in the progress, money's not an object, busy than a, you know how my job get, barking up the wrong tree, you know how the dogs get, haven't fallen off yet, come with a classic, they come around years later and say it's a sleeper, the ears are real, the petty is real, might trust my ex for a feature, deposit the money to Brenda Leticia, or Linda Felicia, she came for me twice, I didn't need enough for her once, you know I'm a pleaser, 42 millimeter, was made in Geneva, yeah, I probably should go to Yeshiva, we went to Ibiza, yeah, I probably should go live with Yeezy, I need me some Jesus, but soon as I started confessing my sins, he wouldn't believe us.
Sins, I got sins on my mind and some M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends, yeah, I keep my friends on my mind, I'm in love with two girls at one time and they tens, that's why I got 10 on my mind, I got M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends, yeah, I keep my friends on my mind, should repent, I need me some Jesus in my life, amen.
I'm 24, but I love me a threesome. D, I'ma delete it, she my little secret. You tryna dish me to blow up, I peep it. I can't respond, we just go at your people. If I left some rats on the bed, you can keep it. In deeper and deeper, I dig it. My shovel won't be, and I was broke, had to fix it. A shark in the water, you swim with the luffy. I hit the day, by tomorrow, she miss it. I grab a net, she look up, then I kiss it. I'm not a goat, but I fit the description. I like the post, so I get the prescription. We walk around with them bands, and I breach it. Don't jam and I blow, I ain't missing. I'm dropping hit after hit, I'm just chilling. But I send it when I chill with my children. Bigger the business, the bigger the office. I f*** around and found me a sweat and I called up. They call for my artists, they making me offers. I don't even bargain, I start from the bottom. I lost a Ferrari, Las Vegas, Nevada. I woke up the following day and went harder. I'm cracking my shell, now they see that I'm smarter. I gotta get money, I love to get charter. I gave up 4 burgers at once for a startup. I can't let them down, walk around with my guard. I'm screaming, I YOLO, yeah, that's still the motto. I know I be on some f***, I ain't thought of.
Sins, I got sins on my mind. Some M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends, yeah, I keep my friends on my mind, I'm in love with two girls at one time and they tens, that's why I got 10 on my mind, I got M's, got a lot of M's on my mind and my friends, yeah, I keep my friends on my mind, should repent, I need me some Jesus in my life, amen.
Well, that was Drake Wants and Needs with Lil Baby. So, my lovely host.
My lovely sound engineer.
I just want to say, I had a great show. On top of that, it's 6:53. I just also want to say that all views and expressions and advice were our opinion.
And?
Not.
Duh.
Association.
Oh my god. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties and
Blank. Blinked out.
Thebes.
I'm crying.
Did we by chance happen to have him?
I don't know. No, the lay is too bad. Okay, so, yeah, we had a great show. But before we leave, I want to know, can you rap?
You know I can't. I have a whole song.
But can't. Can you rap with being censored?
No, I can't.
So you can't do it?
If I rap, I'm cursing.
So you're telling me that you promised our viewers that you would rap at the end of the show and you lied to them? You hurt their feelings.
First of all,
you promised our viewers at the beginning of the show you would rap.
That wasn't even me. That was definitely you. No, look.
That was definitely you.
I plead the fifth.
You heard it here, folks. Sadly, I'm sorry to say, on this day of April 15th, my co-host. April 15th.
Yes.
My host.
Yes.
Has lied to you guys, and I just want to say I'm very humbly sorry.
Look, April 15th, 2021.
22.
No,
2021. We're in
22. DJ Shamani, this is not the future. We are in 2021.
But this...
Next year is 2022.
This year is 2022.
Nah, we still in the 20th century, my boy.